Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 25th of August, 2025. Let's talk today about data enrichment. In fact, data enrichment is witchcraft. That's how I see it. Do you know what data enrichment is? Have you come across this before? It's something that's crept in over the last couple of years, and the more you use it and embrace it, the easier it makes your marketing. So we have really embraced data enrichment as part of our migration to HubSpot. Let me give you an example of what something is. So now when someone comes onto my website and they put in their contact details, we just ask for their name, their first name, their email address. And off that email address, HubSpot will now go and enrich their data within the CRM. So let's say you've got Bob at badgerit.com. I don't know if that's a real IT company. Probably not. I should probably put that into Google and check, actually. Anyway, Bob at badgerit.com. And HubSpot will look up the URL badgerit.com, and it will go off to databases of data, and it will then build up Bob's contact profile. So it'll add in his website address, his phone number, his street address. It'll give us some information about how many employees he's got, his credit rating, all of this kind of stuff. I mean, there's loads of information there. And it does all of that. Well, we've set it to do it automatically, which is really cool. Obviously, it doesn't work if someone uses like a Gmail address or something like that. But most people, most of the time, will use a work address to sign up for stuff. Now, the advantage of this is instantly then we can see whether or not if this person, Bob, has joined our HubSpot, we can see whether or not this is someone who sits within our ideal client profile. Because just as I recommend you have an ideal client profile of someone that you should be aiming at, we do exactly the same thing. So we know exactly the kind of MSP that we want to talk to. And one of the things is whether or not they're in an available area. Because as you know, we only work with one MSP per area. So HubSpot can figure all of this out for us automatically. So if Bob joins our list at 8 a.m., 8 in the morning, by 8:30, he may suddenly appear in a dynamic list that we have within HubSpot, which says that he is an MSP of the right size and he's in an available edge area. And you can see that we would be able to go after that and target that very, very carefully. It's really cool, isn't it, when you look at something like that. So how would you use data enrichment? So how we're using it within HubSpot is the expensive but easy way. And I say expensive because I have to buy, I think they call Breeze credits, Breeze data enrichment credits, which I have to buy from HubSpot. But it's all automated. It's all set up. It all happens automatically. So I'm paying to have to not have the hassle of that. If I didn't have the budget to do that, maybe I would do it the sort of the more manual but cheaper way, which is where there are data enrichment services out there. I'm not going to recommend specific ones. Just go and Google it, find them. There are various ones out there. In fact, there are some tools you kind of almost want to look for tools that are looking at multiple databases. But if you don't have the money to just, or your CRM doesn't have that option yet built in, there are plenty of places you can go to do exactly the same thing. And actually, it's not like you're getting thousands of people joining your database all the time, is it? You've got a small trickle of people who are joining your database. So it wouldn't be too hard for a VA, a virtual assistant, or someone in your office to just do that data enrichment manually. I mean, you could actually do it manually, where you literally go and look it up and you add all the details in. Most people aren't going to do that, but you certainly can go and find a data enrichment service for a little bit of money that will update your data for you. And remember, the more you know about a prospect, the more you can see, do they fit within my ideal client profile? Is this someone that I would salivate? I would love it if they became a client of ours. Or is this someone that doesn't quite fit into what we're doing? Therefore, we're not that bothered. So we won't put a lot of attention and detail onto them. It really is worth having a looking at data enrichment. Even though it's witchcraft, it's an amazing piece of kit. So this is the point I normally talk about our drop-in marketing clinics. They're actually on vacation this week because so am I. This is a pre-recorded, well, all of these are pre-recorded, but I recorded this a couple of weeks ago, so I'm not here this week, but I will be back next week. I think our next clinic for you to drop in and talk to me one-to-one is on Thursday, the 4th of September. But I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.